Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the sixth psalm, the psalmist writes, O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Now, the hard truth is that each and every one of us, and we know this, we don't like to admit it, but we know this, each and every one of us deserves some of God's wrath. It's just the way it is. We don't like to think about it or speak it or confess it in any way, shape, or form, but we really are sinners. You know, sinners who deserve some degree of divine rebuke. And that's because we have failed. And we know this. We failed to love both God and neighbor. In fact, we've done far worse than merely withhold love from those who need it. We can be hostile at times, hateful, utterly hard-hearted. And the truth is we more than deserve the lumps we get in life. Now, it's because we know we've done wrong that we really do cry to God for mercy. There's this lingering hope buried deep in our spirit that prompts us to believe that God might actually relent. We plead for God's mercy, peace, and presence, knowing that we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it at all, but we pray to receive it all the same. Now, here's the thing. Thankfully, blessedly, miraculously, God's love runs deeper than ours. God's compassion has no limits. God's willingness to forgive eclipses our ability to sin. We plead and we discover in our petitioning that truly nothing can separate us from the love of God that we have found in Christ Jesus. That means that God hears our weeping, God responds to our cry, and God even forgives us when we repent. Let's pray about that. Lord, we trust that your silence may be an indication that you are listening, which would mean that our rantings and ravings are all known to you. You know our guilt, you know our sin. You've heard how we cry out for your presence and mercy, though we've done really nothing to deserve it. But all the same, Lord God, we ask that you would forgive us, draw us up from the pit, set us on level ground, and allow us yet another chance to try to walk in your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.